joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 win against Billericay. Alan, was that as close as the scoreline suggests, do you think?
It was a tough game because I knew that we were not a bad side. They beat Dorford only 2 weeks ago. Great 3 points. I was delighted how we were Tuesday, to be honest. I've got to tell the truth, we don't give much praise out, but the lads were unbelievable Tuesday. We dug in, we had a lot of injuries going on, we had a lot of illnesses going on. We've had the rest of a couple of days, we've gambled on Tommy a little bit, who's pulled out. Dukes wasn't quite ready, Hooks wasn't quite ready, all these to go for decisions, what happened the other night. I was really pleased with the lads. It doesn't look like our way to support us, because support us if we came from the outside and we don't let on. Like, I've read somebody in the paper this week saying that we feel hard done by injuries. We've had a lot of injuries this year, but we've just got on with it and kept our mouth shut. So fair play to the lads. I'm delighted with the 3 points. I really am. What a good way to bounce back.
What was going on in the last couple of minutes? Dean Lodge appeared to be flagged offside in his own half. Is that what was going on?
No, he got fouled first, apparently. So he brought a player down, because I was wondering, I thought, oh, offside, what's happening here? But he got flagged and... he got fouled, but the referee brought the player back, which I wish he had done the other night with our penalty decision, you know. So it's that's by and by. But, you know, I'm just really pleased. A great bit of magic by Matty Gray. Well done, Hickey, who I thought was our best player today, him and Robert. Gets a penalty for it, Bobby obviously scores it, he doesn't really, you know. So it's a good day at the office. It's a tough game, we're all going to be tough, but to bounce back again, like I say, I'm delighted.
And how well did Hickey do in the midfield to keep his cool? He seems to be getting kicked out a bit.
I thought he was our best player. Like I say, I thought him and Robert were excellent. And he started off a bit slow, Hickey, but I think he's not come in. I thought he ran himself into the ground. Without Hooks in there, we lose a bit of height and a bit of power to win headers and stuff like that. So we do lose that, we do. So it was important that the midfield three stuck the task. We did a little bit. I thought we got sloppy around the pitch. I thought legs looked heavy a bit. So we've got a great week to get everybody back to them to go for next week. Selection headaches next week because everybody's fit. So we'll go from there, you know.
How pleased were you with Rob Sheridan's performance coming on after 10 minutes? What an amazing clearance.
It wasn't just that. When he came on for 15 minutes, he had a lot to do and was our best player. And he's not done well there for us. Like, and that clearance off the line was different gear. I'm pleased for Rob. He's a young kid and he's come from a youth setup with Adrian Withers and stuff like that. Come all the way through. I said to Adrian today, last night, funny enough, when we were picking a team for the game, when we're trying to get what players were fit, Adrian watched Billericay last week. He said, just play him, we did. And he's not done well. I'm pleased with him because he's a Kingston boy through and through, and just shows any young kid out there who wants to come through a youth setup, and who is good enough, by the way, who is good enough to come through a youth setup to actually, to set a claim. Leaving him out next week will be very difficult, I'm telling you that now. So, well played for him.
Assuming he may well have to play next week if Adam Thompson's not fit. How big a risk was it playing Adam Thompson from the start today?
It would have been a risk playing Dukes, because Dukes' hamstring was a bit sore. Thompson said he was alright, so if Thompson says he's alright, we took his word for it, so I was a bit disappointed that he got taken so early. Obviously it wasn't right. This time next week he will be, but even if he is, and even if Dukes is, you know, out of back three there, who do you leave out? Even because I thought the big lad would come up for them, Max dealt with him brilliantly from the corners and free kicks. It's going to be tough, but that's what you want. You want to go into next week. If I can go next week, they're going to be fully fit. That means somebody's got to drop off out the bench. And if I try to get another player in, which I'm trying to do, then it's going to be a good old battle all round. So that's what we need going into a career game, you know, so it'll be good stuff.
It's good to see Bash back today after injury. How do you think he did?
You need a couple of games, because before he got his injury, I thought he was superb for it. And he gets some of it, and what you see is what you get. And sometimes we'll try to get him to be a bit more adventurous instead of going backwards and squares all the time. We'll try to get him, you know, he's a fit lad. He should be getting a net box like Hickey done for the penalty. He should be getting a net box a little bit more and actually causing havoc. I would hate to see how many games he's played and how many goals he's scored. I can't imagine that being very clever, to be honest. So we're trying to encourage him to get in the box a bit more and score a few more goals, you know.
And it's quite a collection of ex-Horsham goalkeepers you're building up here. What does Craig Bradshaw's arrival mean for Luke Garrard?
Nothing at all. We kind of take Luke back till 2 weeks' time, 2.5 weeks' time. He's playing games. When Luke gets back, he'll be putting competition on Toffee. Craig Bradshaw was available for a couple of games. I thought myself, instead of having a young kid on the bench, I'll get somebody. But if a club comes in for Craig, he'll go and he'll get games at the minute for the next 2 weeks, hopefully. He'll do us a favour. We're doing him one, keeping him fit and all the rest of it. But when a club comes in, we'll let him go straight away. Plus, it's now Dave Luke, to be honest, or Rob Toffee. Rob's the number one at this minute. Luke will push him because he's playing Premier games, and at the minute Craig's there till either Luke comes back or, you know, till or Craig gets a club. He just we're just looking after him, he's looking after us.
And because my memory is terrible, remind me what you were saying on Tuesday about never scoring direct from free kicks.
So I think we've got a long history of you putting things in my mouth here. I've always said, like I said, that we're dangerous on free kicks and all that, you know. I said straight away, but, you know, Louis Goldberg over there and all that, you know, and stuff like that. You notice that we won a game today without Duke's playing, which wasn't hard and stuff like that. But I must have go on, Duke, shut up and get in there. Okay, good lad. And what we're saying is, I thought from, you're trying to put words in my mouth again, same as you did last week, and I fancy Gracie from the start, and I said to Harms, you don't do one of your little special ones, Gracie will hit the back of the net from there. And there you go again, so you may as well leave them tactics to me, son.